Good morning and welcome to Local Matters. Ben Rogers in studio, and I am so happy to have a good friend of mine, known this gentleman a long time, Stephen Bilbrey, the Pickett County Executive. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Ben.
Glad to have you here. I've been talking about this, and we're going to get into to where you're at now, where you've been, and all that stuff. That's why you're here. But just we go way back.
We go way back into the early 2000s.
Yeah, and you and we'll just get into it and get some more background later. But you just got elected county executive in Pickett County back in August and started September 1. But this ain't your first rodeo. Who was that? Vern Gosden sung that song. This ain't my first.
This not my first.
Yeah.
And actually, of course, I thought that I was probably one of the craziest people around to try this again, especially after 12 years. But I found out there's another county executive in the state that was and has came back. So maybe I'm not as crazy as I thought.
Who is that?
I was told somebody in Johnson County maybe, or
yeah, but I think Jeff Tibbles in Scott County is one of them too.
Okay,
but, Jeff may have started 18. He may have missed 14 through 18 and come back at 18. I can't remember, but yeah, there are a couple people that get a taste of it and then they get out of it and then they want to come back. So, you know, we're just full months into your new term, but you're doing great. And so at the time when you were elected first time, 2002, right?
2002, yes.
You were the youngest county executive in the state?
I think at that time I was the youngest in the state. I just turned 29 years old
and running a county.
Running a county.
And so,
scariest thing of my life, yeah. I guess.
And now, you know, I don't know if you got to meet Mr. Matt Adcock in DeKalb County, but he's newly elected. He's 30. He's the county mayor there.
I have not met him yet.
He's a good guy. And he's going to be on my show in the future, too. But we're here with Stephen Bilbrey, Pickett County Executive. And we just mentioned he was first time he served 2002. How long were you in office, Steve?
I was in two terms, 2002 to 2010.
And so I got introduced to you in 2005 in the travels with my uncle Billy at CTAS. He took me up there. It was one of the first places I went to, and I'd been going to Pickett County all my life because of basketball games and stuff like that, and just, you know, knew the area but did not know anything about the courthouse. And we pull in, and he says, "Now this place is unique." I said, "What? How come? You know, what for?" And he said, "Well, they're real small, and everything is in the courthouse besides the schools and the highway department." I said, "Everything?" He said, "Yeah." And I said, "The jail?" He said, "Yep, it's on the top floor." And we're gonna get into that too. But at the time, it was a functioning jail.
It was
on the top floor of the courthouse.
On the top floor of the courthouse.
And I think at the time, and still, I know it's not as functioning now. It's the only one, I believe, in the state that's still in the courthouse.
I have been told that.
I think that's right.
I think that is correct.
So, got to meet you, and at the time, Emily and Melinda, I'll never forget them, still talk to them some, and great. And just, y'all, I say this, and the reason I'm talking about this is, when I took this job, I didn't know what to expect. But when I met people like you all, I felt at home. Y'all were wonderful to me. Y'all were good to me. And then when Bill passed away, was sad for all of us, shocking, y'all just took me in and said, "You're ours now." And I appreciate that. I owe you a lifetime of gratitude.
We appreciate you. Appreciate what you and Bill and your family, you know, means to Pickett County. I mean, I couldn't have made it. Like you said, I was pretty young, and without Bill being there, kind of guiding me and leading me down that road, I was pretty lost anyway. But I would have been really lost. And then you just kind of come in and stepped right in and kept us going. So we appreciate it.
Had a lot to learn, I can tell you that. And I don't try to get emotional, but when I talk about him and then talk about how people treated me, it was just like it was seamless for me. It was just – I couldn't believe people were this kind, especially as somebody as young as me as 26. So you were probably at the time 33. I'm 26. We're not that far off. We understand each other. Big Tennessee fans.
Oh, big Tennessee
fans. Talk about Tennessee football time. But thank you, Stephen, and your staff. And I'm glad to have you back. You're going to do great. So let's talk a little bit about that first term. You were there the first time. That's two terms. You were there 8 years. What did you find complicated or hard for your office as county executive and for the county to try to get through? What were some of the challenges y'all had at Pickett County?
Of course, like I said, I was young. I had served on the city council from 1998 to 2002, and then was elected as county executive. But so I had dealt with budgets a little bit on the city level. Of course, you know, Burgettown's not that big either. But just, you know, trying to understand all the budgets, you know, how the money comes in, when it comes in. I mean, it was a really, really big learning curve. And of course, living in Pickett County, we don't have, you know, a lot of industry, and, you know, we're kind of limited with land. The lake and the river kind of splits us. And so trying to do something, to make Pickett County better as a whole, I mean, it was challenging. It's still a challenge today. That's, you know, the lake and the river still there. So we still have those challenges that our land mass is separated by the lake and river. And really and truthfully, a lot of the best land maybe for industry is on the south side and the north side because it's flatter over there.
Right.
Problem is, don't have any city sewer. I mean, it's hard to get city sewer across the lake or across the Wolf River. So,
let's talk about that, Stephen. The lake's beautiful. It's obviously a big tourism attraction for Pickett County and Clay County. And you technically can't get to Clay County from Pickett County because the lake divides you.
The lake divides us. There is one spot that you can go through Overton County over onto the Herd Ridge side, Barnes Ridge side, that you can actually stand in one spot and you can stand in Clay, Overton, and Pickett at the same time.
I didn't know that.
But the lake does divide us.
It makes it challenging. So the people know, the lake, Delhi Lake, that's Corps of Engineer property, correct?
It is Corps property, yes.
And they
do a great job with it.
Yeah, and they do. But all the land around it is Corps of Engineer property, most of it.
Most of the land around it, I think. Of course, Del Holly, you can't have any docks or anything, on the water. I mean, it's pretty much, and so the Corps does own pretty much everything around the lake. So.
And we're not obviously going to be critical of the Corps.
No, they do a great job with Del Holly.
That also, there may be opportunity there to develop parts of land around Del Holly that may provide a tax base for you all. But the state and the federal government, I guess, tries to help mitigate some of that too as well.
We get, and of course, some counties probably don't get it, but we get flood control money. And flood control is based, the money that comes from the flood control directly is derived from the docks. If you as a customer goes, to one of the docks and you spend a dollar, they basically send 5 cents of that dollar to the Army Corps of Engineers as a rent payment. Army Corps sends 75% of that nickel back to the state of Tennessee, and the state sends it to Pickett County, basically because we lost property tax revenue whenever they flooded the lake. So the Corps does help, Pickett County by losing some of that land that we can't get property tax on through flood control money.
Yeah. I'm going to ask something, Steve, and put you on the spot, but I think you'll know the answer to this. Del Holly is probably one of the prettiest lakes in the state. Maybe one of the prettiest lakes in the southeast. How does it stay so clean?
I think part of it is the core. Part of it is I know houseboats and things can't dump in it. You can't build docks. I mean, houses can't be built on the lake. You can't have a private dock on the lake. And I just think overall, and of course the docks around the lake, I mean, they try to help keep it clean. And I think it's just a collaborative group but other than that, good Lord just keeps funneling water, I guess, from Fentress County. So I guess maybe we ought to thank the folks from Fentress County for sending that water down the mountain. So
it is a gorgeous lake, folks. If y'all haven't been up to Pickett County or Clay County, the one, of course, Stephen prefers you to stay on the Pickett County side.
Absolutely. Yeah, spend all your tax dollars in Pickett County.
When you come, but it's a
town of Birdstown.
Town of Birdstown. And of course, is there one motel?
We actually have two now. Two? There's one on the south side of the bridge there. And then there's one there in town, just across from the Exxon station.
That's why I have you on the show. You're giving us information I don't even know about. So one of the hot topics we're going to get into here shortly with your new term is hotel motel tax. We won't get into that quite yet because that could be a lengthy conversation. But you were in office for 8 years as county executive, took a 12-year break.
Took a 12-year break, a sabbatical, 12-year sabbatical.
What did you do on those 12 years, Stephen?
My family and I, we owned a grocery store in Birdstown. They're on the bypass, B&K Grocery. It'd been in my family for probably over 50 years. My mom's brother started it back in the late 50s, early 60s. My mom and dad bought him out in 1977. And then my first cousin, Patty King, her and her husband, Gary King, they came in as partners in 78, so it became B&K in 1978. And from that And then in 1991, my mom and dad sold the grocery store out to Patty and Gary. And in 2005, we bought it back from Patty and Gary. They wanted to kind of retire. And so we just ran the grocery store after I got beat in 2010. Good Lord kind of blessed me, I guess, and allowed me to get beat. I didn't see it at the time, but I got to go back to the grocery store and do that full time. So it was a great opportunity.
Well, I'm going to say this. Again, I don't hide a lot of stuff on this show with my what I think about stuff, but 2010 was a rough election year for several of my mayors in Upper Cumberland that were good, sound, fiscally sound, knowledgeable mayors that knew what was going on, and they got beat because of a bigger election. It affected the local election. And I'll never forget, I was in Las Vegas on a vacation with my wife and some friends celebrating their 10-year anniversary, or 5-year anniversary, I think it was. And I'm texting you, and I'm texting Kenneth Copeland in Overton County, and I'm texting some other people, and you text me and said, "Well, son, good Lord didn't mean for me to be here another 4 years. Maybe I'll see you again sometime down the road." And I just couldn't believe it. I was heartbroken because people like you and Kenneth and some other people got beat. And that's nature.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's part of it.
Part of politics that happens. But I just it took me a while. It took me several weeks to get over the fact that good elected officials, because some of the public don't understand. We actually do have good elected officials.
Oh, Upper Cumberland really do have good elected officials.
And they try hard, they work hard, they mean well, they do good things. So that's just a little bit of tidbit information. I was a little bit heartbroken by that.
Well, and you know, most elections are local, but that year there, I mean, and I know it was in Upper Cumberland, probably around the country, but national politics came to the local level when usually that doesn't happen.
First time that ever happened.
Yeah.
Great information so far, folks. We're going to take a break here on Local Matters. This has Ben Rogers with County Executive Stephen Bilby from Pickett County. We'll be back in just a moment.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back to Local Matters. This is Ben Rogers in with Stephen Bilbrey, the Pickett County Executive. Just started a new term. He's been the county executive up there prior from 2002 to 2010, but he's come back, got elected in August, and served 2 months so far, and things are going good. Stephen, I'm just curious to know, you had a 12-year sabbatical. You mentioned the election didn't turn out in 2010 like you'd hoped for, but the good Lord has plans and probably sent you a different path and helped you grow, and family time. You got two daughters, right?
Got two daughters, yeah.
Wonderful wife.
Wonderful wife. She teaches kindergarten at Pitt County K-8. My oldest daughter is in pharmacy school at ETSU, and my youngest daughter's here at Tech. She's a sophomore at Tech.
You got you in a retirement plan with the oldest daughter.
Oh, son, I hope both. Of course, my youngest one wants to be a physician's assistant, so maybe both of them can take care of me, Angela and me. So
smart
be
kids, great family. I've known them a long time. But so, of course, you got, and this may be a reason why, you got two girls in college. What made you decide to run in 2022 for county executive?
Well, I'd had people to ask me to run probably 4 years ago. I'd had several people. Of course, we still had the grocery store, and I was in that with my mom and dad and my wife. But I had a lot to ask me to run. But my youngest daughter was still in high school, and it's hard enough being a teenager without worrying about what daddy does or doesn't do. And you know, some, you know, kids don't mean to be, but sometimes they are a little cruel, I guess, and they hear things at home. And I'm not always going to make everybody happy with decisions that I make.
Right.
And I just thought I wanted to give her a the best high school experience that she could have. So I chose not to run and just continue on, you know, at the grocery store. So, and then, and I guess it was 1st of May, 2021, we ended up, sold the grocery store. And so May of 2021, was our first day out, of the grocery store. Mom and Dad wanted to retire, and of course, I went to work for a buddy of mine, and but kind of always had this in the back of my mind. Had folks ask me, and I love to serve. I mean, I love to serve our community, the citizens of Pickett County. Love Pickett County. Love Byrdstown. I'm black and gold through and through, just like I am orange and white. So, and I just thought it'd be a great opportunity to give it another shot. So we did, and we won. So here we are.
So it's again, I'm ecstatic you're back, and Carrie Garner did a great job too.
Carrie and I are friends. Yeah. I mean, so
he even mentioned that to me as we had a conversation. He loves you to death. He did a great job, but it's good to have you back too. So I'm interested to know, and I know you've only been back 2 months, Stephen, but I'm interested to know in those short 2 months, what is some of the biggest changes you've seen from being in office in 2010 to now?
I'm going to tell you the hardest thing for me, and of course I don't do a lot on social media. I have a Twitter account, but I've never tweeted anything. I don't have a Facebook account. My wife does, but I guess the biggest challenge, difference that in those 12 years was, when I was there before, I could pick up a phone and I could call somebody if I needed help, you know, at the state level, the federal level, you know. Now it's all, everybody wants to email. I mean, they want to email you. They want to talk to you via email, and that's great. But I'm a personable person. So I mean, I like to be able to talk to you. I think I can get a question asked and you can give me an answer back a little quicker if we talk than if I try to email back and forth. So that's been the biggest challenge that I've had.
I'll say this. I'm still old school.
I am too.
So I'd much rather talk to you if you've got a question, and you've called quite a bit, and I'm glad you have, because I love talking to you and love helping Pickett County, but I would rather talk to you on the phone or see you in person than to get a text or an email.
That's me. I'm just kind of old school, so I'm having to learn to, be, I guess, to kind of be new school, and it's been tough.
Well, you'll adjust, and the ladies you have, who are the ladies you have in your office, Stephen?
I've got Tabitha Lee. She's my administrative assistant, and then got Sarah Story. She's my secretary, kind of billing clerk there. And they've done a great job. They were new. They came in with me. Neither one of them had been in that office. Of course, both of them had done stuff that was similar, but, you know, working with local government programming and doing things that you have to do for, you know, counties and the audit purposes stuff. Neither one of them had done that. But they have really picked it up and have done an excellent job. So,
and I got to meet with them a few weeks ago, and they impressed me. I enjoyed talking to them, and they asked good questions. They had a list of questions for me, and you weren't there that day. You had a prior obligation, but we asked good questions. They seemed like they were going to do just fine. Does it make it easier, Stephen, that several of the other county officials are still there that were there when you left in 2010? Because you've got Jennifer, the trustee. You got Charlie, the county clerk. You got Letha, the register of deeds.
It does help. I mean, it really does. I mean, that you've got some consistency in those offices. And, I mean, so if I've got questions, you know, they're there. I mean, you know, Jennifer's been there. And especially with budget and stuff, I can ask her, you know, codes or whatever. And, I mean, she's right there on top of it. So it does make a difference that you have some consistency in those offices. It does help.
All good folks.
All good, super good folks.
And I get calls from them too, and I enjoy talking to them. I need to get up there more. I just enjoy going to visit, but I just don't have the luxury just to go visit. I have to actually go into places to work. But it's good. So you've been in 2 months. Of course, technology is a little bit different for you. Anything on the state level that's changed for you that's just kind of, wow, this is different, or anything that, or local as far as laws and stuff? Anything that's just kind of caught you off guard?
Not right now. Nothing that's really just caught me off guard. Because, I mean, even when I was in an office, I enjoy politics. Don't necessarily enjoy the politics of it sometimes, but I enjoy the service part of it. But so I always tried to keep up with what was, new. And so I've not really found anything that just threw me a loop yet, but I'm sure it's out there. I mean, I think being there before has helped me. I think I've grown from those 8 years that I was there. And I think that it has helped me to be able to come in, this term and hopefully hit the ground running instead of just trying to feel your way through things.
I'll tell you what I like about my mayors and my officials in the Upper Cumberland, and especially the mayors too. Of course, I have 6 new mayors this time, had 9 new ones 4 years ago, several reelected, so 7's come back, and then 6, there's 2 that didn't run, and 4 that are elected. But they've started a regional mayors association, I guess you could say, that includes you and the Chattanooga Southeast area. And they're going to meet, I believe, next week.
I think it is next week.
I think that's great.
Oh, it's great. And we had, probably 1st of October, somewhere in that neighborhood, we had an Upper Cumberland County Mayors Association meet, of the 14 counties that is just, we always have the every other month, the development district and HRA meetings where we come together. But it was just actually a Upper Cumberland County Mayors meeting and got to meet some of the new folks, some of the ones that I'd known that was there before. So I think that is good.
Yeah.
Because we can kind of, I know that I'm not the only one having a problem,
right.
Because you sit and talk and, some of these other kids have those same problems, same
good
issues. Oh, it's a good networking opportunity. So,
well, Stephen, we're going to take another break. We got a little bit more coming back. I'm with Stephen Bilbrey, Pickett County Executive. This is Ben Rogers on Local Matters. We'll be back after this break. Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers with Stephen Bilbrey, Pickett County Executive. Just started his new term, another term, but he was a sabbatical for 12 years prior, and he's back as County Executive in Pickett County. Great information so far, Stephen, and talked about kind of your experience and your history, and now I'd like to get into, you've got 4 years, as long as the good Lord keeps you here, which I hope he does. 4 years guaranteed, and so have you thought about, I know you have, what's kind of your 4-year plan? What would you like to see maybe change in Pickett County or things happen in Pickett County?
Well, I mean, you think about that, and I mean, I've got some ideas. Of course, every idea you have costs money. One of the things that I would love to see at some point in time, it's probably not going to happen in these 4 years, but it needs to happen in the near future is a new high school. We really need the high school has served us great. The Board of Education has done a great job keeping up the high school, but I think it was opened up in 1959, 60 somewhere in there. That is a goal of mine, is to see a new high school built in Pickett County. We've got a project right now that's going on that we're working with TDEC, Department of Tourism. We've got the Bill Dance signature lake. Dale Hollow was declared a Bill Dance signature lake, and we've applied for some grant money to do a feasibility study for Dale Hollow Lake. So hopefully that'll shed some good things to help with tourism, because tourism is our number one industry in Pickett County. And hopefully that will be a great thing that comes to Dale Hollow Lake. And then, of course, the state partnering with Bill Dance has been huge for Dale Hollow. But we've got I've got some other ideas that I'd like to see, but again, all of them cost money. We do have a limited tax base, and so kind of just got to take one step at a time. You talked about the jail. We don't have a jail right now. We contract our inmates out right now. Pretty much most of them are going to Fentress County. And I don't know that really right now is the right time to build a jail. I mean, it's just, could we build it and pay for it? Probably. Can we, you know, staff it, maintain it, upkeep it to continue to be certified? I don't know that we can do that. So right now we've got, Fentress County has been gracious enough to partner with us and let us bring our inmates out there. Economic development is something that I'd love to be able to bring something in. I think we have somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 to 55% of our residents that leave Pickett County every day, travel outside the county to go to work. You'll want to continue to work and have been working with state ECD, the development district, and just trying to get some things going there. I'd love to see you'll be able to bring something in that those folks may have an opportunity to stay home and work. Would love to be able to bring something in that, a lot of times when our kids graduate high school, of course, they go off to trade school or go to college. A lot of them don't come back because there's just not a lot, for us to offer. And so, love to be able to change that. That's a goal that we're working towards, working with, Mayor Sam Gibson. We work really well together and that's a goal that we've got to try to move Pickett County forward to offer some more opportunities for people to work. So. Hopefully we can do that.
Well, that's a lot. It's not unattainable.
It's not unattainable. It is tough. It's hard.
But I like the fact that you're looking forward and you've got big ideas. And education, Stephen, that's huge. And adequate facilities for schools is a big part of a kid's education, a child's education. And I'd say it's probably time, if you ask an outsider, for maybe high school. But so you got your debt service is going to pay for that. What kind of revenue do you have going into debt service? Is it all tax dollars?
It is tax dollars. It is all tax dollars. And right, of course, the good thing at this point, I think the Pickett County K-8. If it's not next year, it's 2024, but will be paid off.
Okay.
So hopefully within the next 2 years, the K-8 will be paid off. As far as other debt that the county's got right now, we're pretty well debt free right now. A lot of debt's been paid off. So, hopefully once the K-8 is paid off, we will have some revenue there to help and then, to try to start looking towards building a high school.
Yeah, so I talk about debt capacity some on this show, Stephen, with other officials, and that once that K-8 gets paid off, that opens up more debt capacity for the county, and you can start maybe doing a big project like a new high school. And
absolutely.
And something we do, I don't know if I've even told you this, we do debt analysis at CTAS for free, so that might be something you want us to look at.
We definitely want that.
Yeah, see what kind of revenue you got going forward. We do future predictions and all that stuff. So that's great information. So something, since you've been in and some new commissioners have come in on September 1, that I've gotten several phone calls, especially early on, was the hotel-motel tax. Pickett County had not had one, correct?
We did not have a hotel-motel. And I think what I was told, maybe there's only two or three counties in the state of Tennessee that did not have one.
And so I remember your first go-around, that was a topic.
That was a topic.
And
the whole 8 years.
Yeah, and I think Uncle Bill and myself were both asked to do some analysis and maybe just look at it and talk about it, and just never got the county commission just never wanted to go forward with it. The law has changed on how that gets done. It used to be a private act. Now the county commission itself can just vote it in. And the law changed. So did y'all end up approving the hotel-motel tax?
We did. Approved the hotel-motel tax in the September meeting. Of course, one thing had changed that I think helped kind of bring some folks together that might not have always been together when it come to the hotel motel tax, but when the state passed that, I think the maximum now is 4% maybe, but that if you pass the tax after, I think it's 2019 mm-hmm. maybe, yeah. That the money went towards tourism and right. tourism development, to bring more people into our community. And I think that kind of helped sell things. Or sell the hotel motel tax is that dollars that are collected, because we have several docks that will collect it, a couple of hotels, and we've got several cabins and just rentals out in the community that folks rent when they come down that will be able to collect that money on. But that money will be able to go back and help hopefully bring more people to Pickett County because our, you know, like I said, tourism is our number one industry, but really your tour season's really from about May to September, October-ish. So, you know, hopefully some of these, this hotel motel tax dollars, we can look at some of those deader periods, you know, November, December, January, February, and can do something to help bring people, you know, into Pickett County to help our local businesses. Because I know as being a business owner, previous business owner, December, January, February is tough months in Pickett County. Mm-hmm. You've got to make enough money those other months to kind of get you through. And so hopefully, you know, this will bring in enough revenue that we can think outside the box and bring some things in those deader months that can help local businesses be able to survive just a little bit better.
Yeah, something interesting, that the phone calls I received from a couple commissioners and even a couple citizens, and they were good phone calls. I always like people calling asking questions. One of the citizens called and just said, well, how, you know, this money's supposed to go to tourism. How's this going to help, you know, the rest of the county? How's this going to help get us a school? Or how's this going to help get us a jail? Or how's this going to help services within the general fund? And my answer was, well, tourism always helps with more tax dollars. It's just more than hotel motel tax. It's sales tax. It's different things. But right now the county's paying for tourism out of their general fund.
Yes.
And so that hotel motel tax is basically supplanting that property tax revenue you're using to fund the tourism side of things, and you're using now hotel motel tax revenue, so that frees up the other property tax revenue to do other things in the general fund.
To do other things, and then, of course, you know, if you bring more people in, it's more sales tax dollars. If there's more people that go to the docks, it's more flood control money that comes in that's in the general fund that helps, you know, fund, you know, your ambulance service, your fire department, your sheriff's department. So hopefully this hotel motel tax will help offset, you know, where we can free up some money to do other things, but also will bring in more revenue that we can, you know, hopefully do other things, you know, that we've got goals to do that, but just don't have the money to do. So
the new commission, first thing out of the gate, they did something big for the county. How many commissioners do you have?
I have 12.
How many new ones do you have?
Six.
Six. So you had half turnover, and then you had enough to get – do you remember the vote it was on the hotel?
I think it was 11-1.
11-1. And yeah. I know in the past, I mean, it wouldn't – you know, they would not support it. Well, now you've got almost full support. So I think that's great, Stephen. Stephen, I appreciate your time. You've been wonderful. I want you to come back every so often and give everybody some updates on Pickett County and how things are going in Birdstown and we just try to bring attention to the lake and get people up there. You got Airbnbs.
Oh, got VRBOs, Airbnbs. And, of course, that's one good thing through the hotel motel tax. The state worked a deal with Airbnb and VRBO. If you book something that's in Pickett County, those companies automatically collect the hotel motel tax, and it comes through the state, comes back to Pickett County.
Right.
So even those Airbnbs and VRBOs are going to help, you know, bring some more tourist dollars into Pickett County.
Sure. Well, that's great information. Again, appreciate your service. And appreciate your family and the time and your wife that lets you her. You know, she serves the county too as a teacher, but she helps you.
She helped me. I couldn't do it without her. I've got a great family and couldn't do it without them. I'm telling you.
Yeah, that great family. But Stephen, thanks for being here. Tomorrow's the big game with Tennessee, Georgia. Go Vols.
Go Vols, baby.
We'll be cheering them on. And go Tech, wings up. Well, I think they got a big game, too, as well this weekend. So, folks, hope you enjoyed this time with Stephen Bilbrey, Pickett County Executive. Great man, great family, does a great job. Servant's heart. I've known him for years and just admire him and everything he does. Hope everybody out here has a great weekend. Remember, it's a lot easier to smile at somebody than to frown. Be kind, folks. I promise you, being kind will take you miles with people. And it's just so easy to do to be kind. We'll get along a lot better and things will get done in this world. God bless you, and we'll see you next week here on Local Matters.